So we met this group twice, and it was great to meet them in a way on a second time today. We worked on, I think mainly on like just really finding individual choices within the dance. I think it looked like last time that they're really used to maybe copy or follow certain people, and so we were interested to explore how through games or one-to-one work, like duet work, the individual would be empowered to make individual choices and be independent from whoever was maybe the leader of the groups or ourselves, the leader of the workshops. And similar to the group with the university students, we were really looking into the specificity of body articulation and the clarity, so that then even if it's improvised, the work doesn't need to be like anything goes, this kind of like vague constant dancing, but we were really interested to see if we could be specific in terms of what we were doing and how we were doing it. And as Vicky said before, it was like, oh, we've been throughout the groups, actually we were interested in working on ourselves, like, so each individual on the body in relation to others and in relation to space. So in different ways we try to create workshops that could respond to these three elements.
And what I found really satisfying was by the end of the two sessions with this group, as a whole group together, we were able to have a final dance together, but everyone adding in information. So it wasn't, as Susie was saying, you know, one person always saying the instructions or suggestions to move, but that everybody could add in, oh, let's melt, let's stop, let's use our hands. And for me, that was satisfying that we had achieved that